From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The government of Syria is facing its biggest challenge from within in decades. There are reports tonight that thousands of Syrians have gathered once again in the southern city of Deraa. They've converged on the mosque, where by many accounts dozens of protesters were killed yesterday. Now the security forces have pulled back from the mosque, and according to Reuters, the crowds there are chanting freedom and revolution. All this on a day when the president of Syria, Bashar al-Assad, promised reforms. Rula Amin is a reporter with Al Jazeera English, and she joins me from Damascus. Rula, it sounds like those pledges of reform from the president have not satisfied the protesters in the south. What are you hearing?
I spoke to people in Deraa. Some of them had people detained during these protests. And they said what they heard was good, but they wanted action. They were happy for the fact that the president decided and ordered the release of all those people who were detained during the past week. People were also happy the fact that the president had ordered his troops, including the Syrian army, to pull out of town, especially from the old town and around the Omari Mosque. And it seems this is something that relieved people. They felt it's a sign that the government is trying to reach out to them. And tomorrow is Friday, and there will be some funerals for some of those people who were killed. And the government decided to stay on the sidelines and let people express their anger, their sorrow, and whatever they want. So it seems that the government is trying to contain the situation there.
Maybe defuse these protests. We did hear from the president's office today, from one of his top advisors, that he would look into whether to end 48 years of emergency rule. He didn't lift it, but he said he would study it. How does that register with people there?
Some people were skeptical. Some people saw that as a sign that the government is weak and that it's a chance for people to pressure him more and to get more concessions. Others had put faith in the president. They gave him the benefit of the doubt. They said this is a good start. They demanded quick implementation, and they wanted results as soon as possible.
It's always said, Rula, that President al-Assad rules Syria with an iron fist, as his father did before him. Give us a sense, if you could, of just how much of a shock to the system this is for the protests in southern Syria to have escalated to this extent.
It's a shock because these are unprecedented protests. The protest had continued for 7 days, and this is not precedented in Syria. However, the events in Egypt and Libya and Tunisia in the past few months have kind of prepared the people and the government for these events because both kind of anticipated that change will come to Syria eventually. And people know that now they have a chance, so they feel more empowered. And the government knows that they cannot deal with people here the way they used to, that they need to change their ways. And this is something that the president himself had acknowledged. He said there will be reforms. Now, what kind of reforms he will introduce, this is the question. People want real reforms, they want real change, and they want them now, in a few days, not weeks and not months.
And of course, all eyes in Syria will be on what happens after Friday prayers tomorrow. Will the protests spread elsewhere in the country?
That's what everyone is waiting for and watching for. It's obvious that what the government did today did diffuse some of the tension, and it did calm the fears and maybe the concerns of some of the population. Because despite the protests that continued in Deraa for 7 days, there were no other solidarity protests elsewhere in Syria. People seem to have been still afraid. They look at the pictures on TV from Libya and they see the blood that was spilled there. Syrians love their stability. They like a secure life. And there's this wishful thinking that maybe the president and the government would introduce real reforms and real changes without having to go through that bloodbath.
Okay, Rula Amin, a reporter with Al Jazeera English in Damascus. Thanks so much.